ever heard that little voice out of the blue? Unexpectedly, this strong impression or this strong guidance just leaps out at you. Sometimes it's just about something small. Other times it's huge. Many, many people have experienced that. Question is it from God? Is that God speaking to you or not? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again. Today we're taking a look at how God can speak to us in the most unexpected ways, from a different perspective. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about a special edition book called How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? I'd love to send you a free copy to help you hear the voice of God for yourself. So do stay tuned for that. Have you ever heard a kind of voice out of the blue and wondered, now, where did that come from? We're chatting this week again on the program about hearing from God. How does God speak these days, and how can we hear him? That's what we're exploring, because God is still speaking and he means for us to hear him. Now, one of the ways I notice he talks to people throughout the Bible is, well, this voice out of the blue. I had coffee with a dear friend of mine, James, just the other day. He was telling me about how the day before he was racing out for a meeting and he had this distinct, strong impression he should go back to his study and grab his diary. He ignored it. On the way, something happened and he needed to contact the person that he was supposed to be having the meeting with to adjust the arrangements. Problem was, he didn't have the man's phone number on him. It was, you guessed it, in the diary, sitting back on his desk in the study. Now, sometimes God has big things to say, and sometimes he has little things to say. And in my experience, if we love him, if we're in the business of drawing close to him, sometimes in the thick of things while we're on the run, he speaks to us out of the blue. Some people are uncomfortable with that. There's a school of thought that God only ever communicates to us through his word, the Bible. Well, I agree. The Bible is the primary way that God communicates with us. And if anyone claims any other form of communication, a prophecy, a word of knowledge, something from God out of the blue, if anyone claims to have heard from God like that, but what they say they heard is not consistent with what the Bible says, well, my friend, it ain't coming from God. God never contradicts himself. Let me say that again. God never contradicts himself. So I agree on that front. But the number of times he speaks to people in the Bible and they answer him, "Here I am, Lord." Well, there's lots of those. Let's have a look at just one of those today. Moses, this burnt out old wreck of a man. He's 80 years old. He murdered an Egyptian as a young man. And so even though he grew up in Pharaoh's house, he fled out to the back of the desert to tend sheep for 40 or 50 years. But all of a sudden, when God's ready to speak with him, well, God speaks out of the blue, or at least out of a bush. Have a listen. Exodus chapter 3. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame out of the fire of a bush. He looked and the bush was blazing, yet it wasn't consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why this bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." God said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. I indeed know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up and out of that land into a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppressed them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Was it an audible voice? Or was it a voice that Moses heard in his heart? We're not told. We don't know. But God didn't have a Bible to speak through back then. It wasn't written yet. So he spoke to Moses out of the blue, as it were, out of the bush. If you have access to an electronic version of the Bible, I suggest you do a search on the words, "Here I am." They come up over and over again. God speaks to his people out of the blue and they answer, "Here I am, Lord." Has it ever happened to me? Well, I've never been quite called to lead Israel out of Egypt, to be quite honest with you. But at the same time, God has spoken to me out of the blue about things that are big and about things that are small. I remember not long after I became a Christian, I was alone in my house and it was a Saturday afternoon and I was ironing downstairs. And as I finished each shirt, I'd take it upstairs and hang it up in the wardrobe. As I was heading back downstairs, I was just overwhelmed by the presence of God. So I sat down on the top of the stairs and what I experienced in the next 15 or 20 minutes was God calling me to preach the good news of Jesus. I thought, hang on, I've been a Christian like 5 minutes and you're calling me to do this? And then he showed me how over the previous 20 years, as I'd been invited all over the world to speak at conferences and events in the IT industry, which is what I did back then, I was an IT consultant, he showed me how he'd been getting me ready for this even before I'd given my life over to him. Now, these weren't my thoughts or ideas. This wasn't a vivid imagination at work. It was a definite someone outside of me speaking into me and showing me this stuff kind of experience. Did I hear an audible voice? No, never have, but I knew it was God. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 16, he said, "I have other sheep that do not belong in this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." And then verse 27 of chapter 10 of John, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." And you see, that's exactly how it was for me that day. I just knew that it was God who spoke to me and God who called me to do what I'm doing on that day in the stairwell in the middle of ironing shirts. I didn't know it was going to happen. I had absolutely no idea at that point how it would unfold, that I'd be involved in the medium of radio. None whatsoever. Didn't come until years later. In fact, another 8 years after that time. Sometimes I've thought I heard his voice and I don't think I got it quite right. So I always test things. I think, I pray, I see if they make sense. And little by little, what I've discovered is that I'm getting better and better at discerning God's voice, recognizing that it's him that I'm hearing. In my day-to-day life, God sometimes nudges me this way and sometimes that way. In the middle of pressure and conflict, sometimes the Holy Spirit speaks strongly and directly, often with a scripture to me, that leads me to behave in a godly way rather than follow my natural human inclinations. And you know, that's exactly what Jesus promised would happen. John chapter 14, Jesus promises to send us his Spirit to dwell in us. And he goes on to say in John 15, verse 26, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf." And then John 16, verse 14, "He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you." Friend, God is in the business of communicating with us. When he does, when we hear him out of the blue, let's test everything against his word, the Bible. If it's not consistent with his word, then it's absolutely certain this thing we thought was from God definitely isn't from him. But he does communicate with us in all sorts of different ways, and sometimes it comes completely out of the blue. I mean, it's fantastic when it does, so let's be ready for him. Before we part ways today, I just want to share something truly important with you. God loves you more than words can possibly ever say. That's why he yearns to speak his love, his wisdom, his power directly into your life. And yet so many people are uncertain. So many people struggle to hear his voice. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book called How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you hear God's voice for yourself. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that ebook will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.